Hello, Robert.
Hello, Richard.
What are you doing with your bad self?
I'm also recording.
Dude, don't even get me started, but go ahead. Get me started.
What? Talk to me.
I don't know. You said it's just, and I could just hear. Here it comes. Everybody stand back. Rob's about to unload Benedict style.
No, I'm just navigating. Just navigating.
What?
Navigating life.
Well, like, what do you mean? Elaborate. That sounds like a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. The holidays are always a very stressful time.
Dude, because, tell me about it. Holidays, man. Right?
Now, do you celebrate over there at the Spade House? Or do you guys, is that too?
We'll be in Oregon. Ah, sorry, something just fell over.
And do they celebrate Christmas in Oregon?
No, they don't. Oregon is, it's a hippie commune. They don't believe in things like that.
Right. Celebrate the pagan holidays. What are you doing, man? What are you doing?
This thing fell out of my fridge.
Okay, well, let's fix that and then we can
problem
get back.
Problem solved. Fixed. Okay. Problem addressed. Problem solved. Oh, man. Crap's just falling out of here right and left.
Oh, my God. This is, you know.
I know. This is
it's a podcast.
This is what you it's and I were talking about. This is Christmas falling apart in the form of my fridge, you know? You get it.
No, I don't get it.
Problem solved. Another signature solving of the problem by Rich Spade.
Oh, boy.
Hey, hey, what's going on? Rob and Rich are the kings of cons.
Hey, there you are. Hey, by the way.
I was here the whole time.
Well, I was over there looking at the fridge. So much to discuss. I don't even know where to begin. Let's start at the end. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for
being
here.
Thanks for seeing you next time.
Now we'll go back to the beginning.
Okay. So we're reverse engineering our podcast.
Exactly. Not a lot of people do that. I want people who listen to podcasts on the reg to know that's a Robin Rich thing. Not a lot of people start with the stop and begin with the end, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's our thing.
That's our
reverse engineering.
Like my usually when I see Rob first, I go, "You're fired," and then I follow up with, "You're hired." That's
right,
just how we roll.
Right, right. Yeah, I say to Richard, "You're canceled."
Right, and then actually, there's no follow up because at that point,
because he's actually canceled.
I'm canceled.
What? Well, let's try to finish our train of thought.
Yes, I do that. We do Christmas big time over here. We love to dive in and decorate the whole house and everything. And that's starting tonight. We're gonna go get a tree.
Are you?
Yeah. We're big into decor.
I same. Except I'm having trouble getting the engine started this year. I just feel like it's a long to-do list.
Dude, I just got back Monday night.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, but I'm saying in terms of just like Christmas is upon us. You know, we do not have anything out yet. We're not like Christmased up yet.
Right. So you're going to go buy a tree.
Yeah.
And you're going to decorate it.
Yes, sir.
And then you're leaving town.
Well, I'm leaving town, but my wife and children are not. So.
No, I mean, you as a family will be headed to, or you won't be here for Christmas.
No, we will spend Christmas in Oregon as we always do.
Uh huh. And just for all the robbers out there, what is your address?
And
you fuckhead! I gotta cut that out.
Remember early on when I used to always try to give your phone number?
Uh-huh. I do. What sucks is when you actually give it, then I got to go cut it out. Now I got to cut it out of the video.
But you can put a bleep in there. It's fun.
I don't do video editing, fuckhead. Now this video, I can't use this video. I can't send this
yes,
out
you
to
can.
Our good
All you
Patreon
do is go
people.
Bleep. Like when a curse word, when somebody does a curse word.
On video? How do you do that on video?
I upload it into your Final Cut.
And just I don't have Final life. Cut, asshole. I don't have Final Cut.
You know what? I think Santa needs to bring you Final Cut.
Please, Santa.
I hope Santa brings you that great schmokey sound thing.
Me too.
The Walkman.
I don't have a lot of faith in Santa finding that, but
I don't have a lot of faith in Santa putting in the effort into finding it.
Yeah, we're talking about Chris Schmelke, who's the photographer at the conventions that Rich and I go to.
Chris the Schmelke, yeah.
Yeah, everyone calls him the Schmelk. Nobody calls him the Schmelk, and he had this thing. It's just like, it's an iPod. It's the
a
new,
Walkman. It's literally that's the
it's
brand.
It's a Walk, it's made Sony by Walkman. Walkman. And it's the music that you get on it. I was trying to describe it to my brother-in-law over Thanksgiving, and I was having a hard time describing how great it sounded and why. Why does it sound so good, Richard?
Lossless record. It's like it's the best you can hear song. It hasn't been compressed at all.
It hasn't been compressed, right. But how is it different from iTunes lossless listening?
Because iTunes has lossless. I've never used, I can't compare the two because I've never used.
It's better than Apple, and I don't know why, but it's better than the lossless on iTunes.
Maybe
it's
more dynamic range? I mean, like, you know,
yeah, I don't know
lossless,
what it is.
It might have some limitations in how it's delivered.
But it's not compressed, and so you feel like you're listening. You feel like you can hear the artists in the recording booth.
It's that is so true. That's what you literally feel like you're sitting in the control room while they're recording it live. You can almost hear somebody like, "Hey Jerry, can I get an ashtray back here?"
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, for sure, totally. And everything from the classics to the most recent stuff. But I especially like the classics because, like, it's rare you get to hear music recorded in the 60s and 70s that clearly.
Yeah.
You know, music that was really meant to just be listened to on vinyl.
Yeah, and back then, they would, like, it would be on vinyl and maybe AM radio. Like, you were not hearing it in any kind of dynamic way.
Did the Spate family, the OG Spate family, listen to a lot of 8-track recordings?
No, my dad was never that into it. I think we had a player, but he was mainly a vinyl guy.
Yeah. I remember seeing them around, but I don't necessarily remember. I mean, it was more in neighbors' cars.
Yeah, one of my buddy had one, and one of my buddies had one in his house.
Yeah.
And my favorite part is it would just change tracks in the middle of like a Steve Martin joke. It's like, so I said, click, click, that's where I park it, you know.
That's so weird. Yeah. Was it like, it was like a cassette tape.
It was somewhere between cassette tape and album, meaning, like, you know, an album has to be turned over.
Yeah.
And in a way, well, I guess a cassette tape does too. This would just automatically turn itself over. Like, it in and it would do four, you know.
Right. And then could you fast forward to the next song?
I don't remember, man. I don't think you could, but I don't remember.
It might have had a fast forward on it, but not like an automatic.
I know you couldn't record your own stuff. That was like, you know, the cassette tape was you could like record off the radio. Which I did many, like a mofo.
Well, but many a classic recording was recorded over by people. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Tell me about it.
You had to take that little tab out so that you couldn't record over it.
Yeah.
You know, remember when it was like the high-tech cassette players could fast forward automatically to the next song, like,
yes,
as opposed to having to find it.
Yeah, it was terrible for the tape. You found out later that it was like stretching the tape into oblivion.
Well, there you have it. That's our discussion on Christmas and all things cassettes.
There was our walk down memory lane. Robbie, play the walk down memory lane song.
It's a walk down memory lane, walking down memory lane. I'm walking down, walking down, walking down memory lane.
Is that you fast forwarding past the walk down memory lane?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you seem frazzled. You're off your A game.
That's all true.
Something's not right. You want to talk about it?
Not really.
This is a safe space in so much as it's a bunch of strangers listening.
Yeah, that's true. One of the things is that I've had a like crick in my shoulder for the last week and I can't get rid of it. Like, as we're sitting here talking, I have a pinching in my shoulder, pinching a nerve, and it really is throwing me.
That stinks.
Yeah. And woke up early this morning. And
what's early for a Benedict? 5?
No, like 6:30.
Well, that's early.
Yeah.
But I know sometimes your daughter has early cross country, so I didn't know if it was
cross country season officially is over. Ah. We had the sports awards banquet last night, and it's over. So she gets about a month off before she starts training for track season, and more early morning practices. No, not only is it just
cross
normal
country season, track season, cross country season, track season. Sound like Bugs and Daffy.
But that is our life. Right. But you know, the good news is Calvin is home from college, so he is taking Audrey to school in the morning, which is
that's awesome. Dope.
Yeah, super dope. And he's up for it. That's what's so great about that kid.
He is. Cool. He's down. He's down with a clown.
Well, because we're not making him get a job for this month that he's off, so this is his job.
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. Some days you just don't have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't have it today. I didn't have it yesterday. I did not have it yesterday.
I noticed when we did our Tuesday morning mop-up, you seemed really...
Did I seem off?
Well, you had plants coming out of your walls. You know.
I was definitely off. I had lunch with, I did my usual, because I had rehearsal with Bill yesterday, so we did our usual chili lunch that you have yet to take part in. You're not a chili fan, and let me tell you,
never been invited. But I was
not true. Not true. That busted in a lie. You've been invited.
Who,
you turned it down.
When?
The last time we went out there to get the headphones fixed, you were like, "Let's do Chili John's." You're like, "Ah, can't." And nope. Chili John's is great. Guy named Steve runs it, and the chili is fantastic and spicy and awesome. You feel like you've gone back in time. Feels like a 1950s sort of. Well, it probably is from the 50s, but it's an awesome joint. Anyway, we got
I was
there.
Out there, too. I was out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yesterday.
And Billy said to me, well, why didn't you show up to Chili?
I didn't know you guys were out there.
Dude. Yeah, because Billy and I had rehearsal yesterday.
Rehearsal space?
Yeah, in North Hollywood.
At Mark Shepherd's?
No, at a place that you rent that I've been before. I don't know what it's called, but it's on Vineland or Lancashire, one of those jerks.
Yeah, one of a rehearsal space. I know exactly the one you're talking about. It's right down the street from where we get our in-ears. Not far from there, right?
Yeah, not far from that. Not far from that. Although that's a little more Burbank-y. But anyway, we went to the chili joint, and Billy said to me halfway through lunch, he's like, "You all right? You don't seem all right. Something's up. You're off."
Huh.
So my point is, I had an off day, and then today's your off day.
Yeah. That's good. Well, it's good we get them out of the way now when we really don't have anything important to do.
I don't know, man. I just feel like, ugh. Do you ever feel like, now that the strike's over, that you almost wish the strike was still going on?
Like, 100%.
Like, you don't want to go back into the fray?
Well, but before it was like I was on strike. Now I'm just unemployed.
I thought it was, yeah, exactly. I think it was Felicia Day recently said that she was having anxiety because the strike was over and she is not looking forward to going back into the gauntlet of no.
Yeah. Yeah. How about the gauntlet of we're not asking?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like that you can't get no if you're not even auditioning.
Yeah.
This is not a lot out there for us right now.
Not a lot out there.
And yeah, and you just get the feeling it's not going to pick up again until after the first of the year. At least for this guy.
Yeah.
I never know.
I don't see anything happening until the next calendar year. We're in December, man, just about, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you got lots of other things going on. You got your tour. So when you and Billy rent a rehearsal space to rehearse, who else is there playing?
Just the two of us.
Why rehearsal space and not one of your houses?
I don't know. That was Billy's call. He's like, "Hey, I'm going to rehearse this space." Maybe he wanted to I don't know. I honestly don't know. Maybe was he maybe so he could hear ourselves on microphones, so it would sound different. You know, we'd know what it would sound like. I don't know.
Yeah. Huh. And what do you what's the plan for the tour?
A lot of sousaphone. It's very sousaphone heavy. So if you are a sousaphonist, or a sousaphal.
It's actually sousaphonist.
Sousaphonist or a sousaphile. You're in for a treat. If you're a sousaphobe, I might suggest not going to this concert and also not calling my agent Susan. The two things might upset you. Yeah, man. It's
What's going, like, let's say I'm one of the many people that's coming.
Why would you possibly show up?
I'm not showing up.
I know you just
invited.
Said, what if you were? I mean, that's a weird scenario. Now I'm like, hey, guys, Robbie's outside. Robbie's in line. He traveled here by himself. Like, the doomsday scenario you pose is, it's unsettling. But go ahead.
I tuned out a little bit when you said that, and I'm glad that I did.
I tuned out when you said good morning, and we started this podcast.
Let's say I'm coming to one of your shows.
Oh, hey, Robbie, thanks for coming to one of our shows.
Hey, Rich, thanks for not inviting me. And then what am I going to be listening to? When you come on stage? Which really is the reason I'm there.
Right.
I've seen the other people. I've seen Hayden. I've seen Paul. I've seen Brianna.
You heard it first. Robbie's not a fan of Paul or Hayden.
That's
or
not
Brianna.
True. That's not you. You heard it here first. That's not at all what I said. That's what you heard. Because rewind it 10 seconds. I've already heard those people, but I've not heard the Richard Speight solo show.
Right.
What can I expect?
It's very sousaphone heavy. if you're a sousaphonist. Or sousaphile, it's going to be a great show for you. If you're a sousaphobe, a great show for you.
All right, great. good answers there.
For those who didn't see, not watching this visually, watching Rob laugh during that segment made it all worthwhile.
And you probably won't see it because I don't know if I know how to bleep out him giving my address on the
air. Yes, you do. Just cover my face with the image of Tony the Tiger.
I don't know how to do that. That's your thing.
Then no one will listen.
I know how to do it on the audio. I don't know how to go back.
Oh, you can just cut that chunk out. Just go.
I think that's what I'll have to do. But it requires a lot more work than I normally do. But hey.
Well, you were just saying you were having a relaxing holiday. It sounds like you have the time.
I never said that. Those words never came out of my mouth. You make things up, and then people. This is what's wrong here. You make these things up, and then people go, "Why did you say that, Rob?" And I'll be like, "Look at the tape," and they'll go, and they'll hear that I didn't say it, but they'll still say, "What's your problem, Rob?"
Well, because obviously I'm being prompted by something. You know what I mean? I'm not just saying things arbitrarily out of the blue.
You're being prompted by the demon that lives in your soul.
His name is Alan. Thank you very much. And okay, so back. To, oh, it's
I like
gonna be,
that's a good idea for a TV show, like Alan, the demon that lives in my soul.
Yeah, that's a good.
You know what I mean?
And he's British and very well read.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Do you remember there was a show on CBS? I think last year that was ghosts living in a house with.
It's still there.
It's the dumbest looking thing I have ever seen. I watched a trailer and you're like, if you drudged up some garbage to run as a trailer on SNL spoofing how the nosedive of network TV and you pitch this, I'd go, no, that's just ridiculous. And it's still on TV, you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming back for season two or three, two maybe. And I got more news for you.
You've joined the cast.
During the strike... They brought in the original. Turns out there was an original in the UK, which actually looks funnier to me.
Well, of course, because the British. I mean, that seems like a high. What do you call it?
It's highbrow. It's highbrow.
Highbrow or lowbrow. You know, lowbrow. The Brits do like those kinds of comedies.
Yeah. So yeah, it's I don't know much about it, but it's called Ghosts, and the original in the UK was, get ready for this, because UK they name things differently. It's called Ghosts.
Oh wow,
same name.
Connect those dots. I dare
you. But yeah, that's still on the air. But leading into it this fall, Alan, the demon that lives in my soul, starring Richard Spade Jr.
as Alan.
And not Rob Benedict as
Richard,
Alan.
With Richard Spade Jr. and Pierce Brosnan as Alan.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'd watch that. Yeah, so that's not happening. But anyway, no. So where were we? You were making up things that I didn't say.
Right, and you wanted to know what the concert was going to be like. And
yeah,
I was,
and you're avoiding
about
the question. You've been rehearsing with Billy for months.
We've been rehearsing with Billy for months.
I was literally in the neighborhood that you guys had chili. I was there getting my in-ears fixed yesterday.
What were you doing? Why didn't you tell anybody? Why do you live in a cloaked world? Seriously.
You don't want to.
Is it like, well, I'm just going to not tell anybody anything, and that way they'll be in
what,
the dark.
On the off chance on a random Tuesday that you guys happen to be having
How about
chili,
you go, hey, I'm going to be in Burbank. Anybody free for lunch? How about initiate? How about get the party started? You know what I mean?
Nobody wants to hear from
Ooh.
Me. It's the equivalent of the reason when Emma Fitzpatrick asked you to be a part of our Stage It, and you said, no, Rob doesn't want me there. It's that same feeling that I have towards you, right. You and the band and your bromance.
Yeah, the only difference was I was right. In this case, you're being a nitwit.
Well, if you'd go back and listen to that podcast a few episodes ago, you'll hear that you were absolutely not right. I think
100%
right. Words
I am
were,
right based on how
right,
Emma
right.
communicated it. That's where I'm going by. I told you that in the podcast. She was like, hey, I'm going to go down to Robbie's and do tunes. You want to crash? I'm like, no.
No, he doesn't want me there.
Right, exactly. I guess Robbie's thing. So
right, that's that.
But yeah, chili is not Robbie's thing. Like, chili's everybody's thing. Everybody loves chili.
It has never been my.
Chili
romance lunch.
Everybody come chili. You're really gonna say yum chili. It's good for you and spicy too. There's always a table for three or two at Chili John's restaurant in Burbank.
Wow. You might have a little bit of competition with Chili's.
No, because I got to John's.
Right. If you say baby back ribs, you might have an issue.
If you go in,
Chili's baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
There you go. See, there you go. You're clocking in for the first time today.
Yeah.
Anyway, so so I'm not invited to Chili, right? And then
it's a tight list.
I was out there, by myself, just trying to make my way in the world. Hungry, super hungry.
Are you a chili guy? You love chili, right? Yeah,
I love chili. I make chili. Yeah. I love chili. You and I share that in common. But I never thought that I don't even know where that chili place is. I don't even know where it is because no one's ever taken me because I've never been invited.
Chili, it's Chili John's.
So speaking of not invited, what are you going to have in your repertoire on your peanut butter and jelly tour?
A lot of songs by the Uninvited. That's so interesting you would bring up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great. So you're doing... I was wondering if you'd
Too
be doing...
High for the Supermarket we'll be doing. Right. And
you're
going to
be
Bus.
Doing all the Loudon Swain classics.
No, but do you remember the band, The Uninvited? Are you?
Yeah.
Big fans of those guys.
Yeah.
So
that would be pretty funny though if you're like, we're gonna do songs from the people that aren't at this tour. So they do my songs, Jensen Ackles songs.
Yeah, a little homage to As If You Guys Died. You know what I mean?
Well, we might as well have. But the other thing is, there are a lot of people that weren't invited to that tour. You could do REM covers, U2, Pearl Jam.
Anything by, say, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Anything. Anybody that's not U6 or however many.
Rush. Yeah.
Anyway, so Richard Spade takes the stage, with just him and Billy Moran.
God, hardest working man in show business.
You playing new stuff, you playing old stuff, you playing covers.
Well, I'm only doing, I think we used to do five songs a night, and mine will largely be... some of the new stuff.
New stuff. That's what the people want.
Mixed in with some of the old stuff.
New stuff.
Just remember, my old stuff is also kind of new stuff, since I never go out and play.
True. You've never done this before. So,
yeah, so my new stuff and my old stuff are all going to be stuff you've never heard, probably, because unless you bought that Dick Jr. album, you know, years ago, it's all going to be new.
Well, not necessarily, because we've all, if we've come to see you, I think we've all heard the first album.
I don't know. You know how, like, people go, like, you'll do, I mean, even you, somebody who's been in a band 20 years, you'll be like, blah, 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 I'm in a band. And some massive Supernatural fan will be like, you're in a band?
Yeah, for sure. Hell, I've played songs, we've played the songs at the Saturday Night Special that afterwards you're like, is that a cover? And I'll go, no, that's a Loudon Swain song. And you go, who's Loudon Swain?
No.
And I'll say, that's the Richard Speight backup band. some new stuff. Well, that's what we're all excited about. We're excited about the new stuff. And then on Monday night is the one time I've invited myself, then I will be there on Monday night. And then for that show, you'll have an actual band, and you'll be playing new stuff there as well?
Largely, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but some of the old stuff too.
Well, that's great. And then on the tour, on the Peanut Butter and Jelly tour, are the other people going to be playing on your songs, or just going to be you and Billy?
Just me and Billy. But there's a couple of duets that I do have recorded with Emma that Brianna will sing with me.
Aha! Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. So that'll...
Now we're getting some actual answers. So we're going to be doing duets with Brianna.
Briettes with Duana.
Briettes with Duana. That's exciting stuff. Well, that's good.
I know you're opening. Speaking of Emma and duets, you're opening the Monday night show.
Yes.
In Nashville, Tennessee, at the Exit Inn.
Sure.
With you and Emma together, or is it you and Emma sort of tag teaming songs?
Me and Emma together for three songs, and then I think she's going to do one solo. So
this is Emma Fitzpatrick we're referring to, who's a longtime friend of Rob's and mine and everybody's, and an unbelievable singer and songwriter who's playing.
Yeah, we've talked about her before.
Gosh, I think she's, I mean, yeah, I think we've had her on the podcast, or we've talked about her a lot.
Yeah, you don't listen to this podcast. And
I'm not a fan. But anyway, so Emma Fitzpatrick will be singing with Rob and the Dick Jr. Band on Monday night in Nashville, Tennessee.
There you go.
December 11th. Get your tickets at exitin.com. That's exitin.com.
That's right. And it's going to be, so you're going to have, it's your hometown show. You're going to have a lot of hometown people there?
Hometown show. We'll see. I've certainly put the word out. We'll see.
So, like, we're talking, like, guys you went to high school with.
Guys I went to high school with.
Mom and dad?
No. A little too, they're not necessarily physically able to maneuver a crowded place like that.
Ah, okay.
But my sisters will be there. And
both
then,
sisters?
Both sisters, I believe, will be there. And then, some gals I went to high school with.
Some gals? You didn't go to high school with gals. You went to an all-boys school.
That's true, but we had an all-girls sister school, and I was good friends.
Hell yeah, you did. Heck yeah, you did. When
wow,
were you?
What's with the city talk? as soon as women come up, you get a little
Earlier in the podcast, I call you a fuckface. So
yeah, but that's just any given morning. That's just that's like a cup of coffee and a poached egg.
Yeah, you were at that sister school a lot, I'm sure.
Oh man, was I? Actually, I was. That's where they did. That was where our theater was. If you did plays, you did them at the sister school.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have. Now there's a big theater and theater program at my high school, but that did not exist when I was there.
Here's a question: did you have a brother school?
We did have a brother school.
You did.
It was a older brother school, and after we would all get out of school, it would walk us home.
Okay. Was that Vanderbilt? Was that
it would
the
wait
brother?
For us. Yeah. There used to be, actually, there was an all-boys school kind of before my time, but my brother-in-law went there called BGA. So there was MBA and BGA. We're both all-boys schools. I don't know what the world looked like back then. But then now BGA went co-ed many, many years ago, and MBA is still all-boys.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. The BGA and NBA. Well, I always been a big fan of the NBA.
You are a Masters of Business fan. Always have been.
Yeah. So, okay. So, sister school. So they'll be there.
Sister School is a good name for a band, by the way. Just kind of going on a limb and say great, Sister School is a good name for a band.
Yes. And with all dudes. It's got to be all.
Oh, yeah. All dudes. Yeah. Like Twisted Sister was all dudes.
Yeah.
Hope I'm not popping that bubble for you. You knew that, right?
yeah.
You know, were you with us when we saw Dee Snider?
And Queens of the Stone Age.
Queen.
And Queen.
We saw Dee Snider in the airport in Jersey.
You and Billy?
Yeah, were you there for that? Yeah, maybe not. He was getting off our plane and got in a cart, and Billy's like, how's it going, man? He's like, pretty good, dude. We're like, Dee Snider, like, he's had a cool journey. You know what I mean? Kind of interesting guy.
I feel like Billy always sees people at airports.
Who else has Billy seen at an airport?
Martin Short. He had a whole conversation with Martin Short.
Yeah, he had a whole thing with Martin Short. Called him Marty.
He saw one
Did he see Lindsey Buckingham? Because I saw Lindsey Buckingham one time.
I don't think he did.
I did.
I think he saw someone from R.E.M.
Mike Mills or somebody? Everybody seems to see Mike Mills.
Yeah, he was with Borja when they saw Mike Mills.
Right.
Yeah. And that wasn't fair because he couldn't pick those guys out of a lineup. He wasn't the R.E.M.
Well,
fan
Mike had to sort of point him to that, I'm sure.
Yeah, that wasn't Billy's, you know. Billy didn't listen to that kind of music.
That ain't Billy's bailiwick.
No. But you know that because you guys talk about it over Chili. Chili.
Oh, man.
Where there's only room for two. Unless Mike's available.
Mike was there.
Was Mike there?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Mike was there. Yeah. Look, I got a photo. There's a Halloween display. There, a Halloween display out in front of Chili John's. There we are. See,
so Mike just came and met you.
Yeah. Mike always goes to Chili John's.
That's Mike hilarious.
Mike's the one who turned us on to it.
That's really, wow. So he comes all the way from downtown?
Yeah, you got to be more social, man.
Well, you got to invite people to things.
We've invited you and you shoot it down. So then we're like, well, I guess Chili and Rob just don't mix. You know what I mean? The last thing we want to do is step. Hold on, The last thing we want to do is get all up in your Chili.
Hey.
You know what? I'll tell you what. For Christmas, I'm taking you to lunch at Chili John's, and you're going to love it. It's great.
Great.
It's charming. I mean, and then, unlike those guys, we'll probably day drink. But for, you know, we'll do the classy version of eating lunch at Chili John's. I'm taking you to Chili John's. We might even, like, take a photo in front of Chili John's and post it to everybody to see, well, there's Robin Rich at Chili John's.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
And you got to get but you got to get the medium or the spicy. That's the deal. You like spicy stuff, right?
I do. I love spicy stuff. I love chili. I love chili. And I was down the street from where you guys were eating yesterday. How funny.
You need to text people more.
This is the picture I have of Billy and I on my desk.
Mike.
Borja and I on my desk. And it's going over now. I'm mad at him. I just turned it over. So you guys all had chili. I was right.
I like that you called him Billy, which I do all the time on stage.
I do the time because it's the bees. It's Borja and Billy.
I'm like, and I'm the bass guitar.
Wait, who's staying there? Is there someone staying in that room?
No, this is just sort of stays because Tyler's been coming back and forth. So.
For those just listening to the podcast, which is all of you, there's a bed, a couch that's been turned into a bed.
Yeah.
A couch bed.
We call it a ked.
What is it called? A pull-out couch.
Day bed? Pull-out couch? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's happening right behind you. And I know that you just had your cousin-in-law, Tyler, there, but he's not there anymore.
Tyler, founder of BDDW and M-Crow. M-Crow, where the M stands for guest room.
Where the M stands for only room for three at Chili. Okay, so I'm just texting the band here. Heard you
fired
had a Chili lunch again yesterday.
Are you gonna put up on the Backstage West or like Loud and Swain looking for guitar player and bass player?
Same time, shame your phones don't have my number. Shame
you
your phones are broken.
You know what's weird is watching Norton eat spicy things.
Yeah, he wasn't there. Heard you all had a chili lunch again yesterday, exclamation point. It's an ironic.
Am I in there? Am I in this text?
No, fuck no. You're not in the band.
Why?
Fuck you. No.
Damn it.
I don't get to be at your lunch. You don't get to be in my band.
That's how it works.
Heard you all had a chili lunch again yesterday, ironic, exclamation point. I was at Vic Firth about the same time. I think I'll just leave it at that.
I don't know. It didn't sound quite passive aggressive enough. Can you? Is there an emoji with your arms folded and holding your breath?
I need to be less. Heard you all had chili lunch yesterday. Wish I'd known.
You almost sound like a 70-year-old Southern woman, but I just go back this time and say,
well, bless you, Pete Picking Hearts.
Start at my oh my. It seems you were in my neighborhood having chili. I'm off to the repair store to get my phone fixed because obviously the messages didn't come through. I'll let you know how it goes.
Heard y'all had a chili lunch again yesterday. Wish I'd known. I was at Vic Firth about the same time. Well, next time, I guess.
Did you send that off?
Not yet.
There's got to be a way to put a little more. I mean, yes, I hear the hurt. I hear the anger. I hear the passive-aggressive energy. I hear the sort of,
what about this? Jeez, what does a brother got to do?
To score
to an invite
to Chili John's.
Yeah,
that's better. That sounds more like a guy from planet Earth of this calendar year.
Yeah, okay.
Let's read it back to me. What do you got?
Heard you all had chili lunch again yesterday. Wish I'd known.
I thought you were going to the, don't go with the bitchy version.
All right, let's go with, all right, I'm just going to start with, geez, what has a brother got to do to get an in score?
Take all the stuff that makes everybody want to hit you with a car out and then just put the normal stuff.
Geez, what has a brother got to do to score an invite to Chili John's? I was at Vic Firth's yesterday.
Ironically, I was, 100 yards away the entire time. This is good, man. You should call me before you send any text. And I mean text.
I really should. I really should. And do it on live on the air.
Yeah. But look, man, people are listening to two grown men helping you save your relationship with your bandmates.
Now, read
it back. Let's hear where we land.
Oh, it's already sent. Jeez, what does a brother got to... Oh, I fucked it up.
What do you say, cheese?
No, I...
Just read it as written. What'd you do?
Jeez. What has a brother got to score an invite to Chili John's?
Wait. Say it again. What did you text?
What has a brother got to score an invite to Chili John's?
I think so it says.
Jeez, what has a brother got to score an invite to Chili John's? Ironically, I was at Vic Firth's yesterday at the same time.
Oh, my God. That's
all right. I went in and edited it. Now it says, geez, what has a brother got to do to score an invite to Chili John's? Ironically, I was the first year. So, yeah, I realize that I'm trying to go in there with a knife, and I want you to hit me with my car, and that's something I need to work on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would say that if you ask anybody ever, that they would agree with that.
I'm so glad I work out all my emotional things on the air.
This is good though, dude. There's other people out there probably in our listenership. There might be one person who's as shitty at texting as you are, and this is good for them because now they're hearing like,
no, but I guarantee you there are people that feel left out by their friends sometimes that feel hey, that they didn't get that maybe they introduced one friend to their other friends,
right,
and all those friends are better friends than they are with them.
And to those people, I say, middle school is hard for everybody. It gets easier in high school.
Well, that's where my arrested development is. You know, I'm stuck at about 12 years old
Yeah, I know. 12? I was going to put it more like right in the teen. I think you got to get in towards the teen years.
I think you're right. I think it is more probably. I've always said 12, but it is more like 13, 14.
Yeah, 13, yeah. 14. Because you need that sort of the hormone injection of, you know, the pubescent.
Well, and that's right when my father left.
Right.
So there you go. That's my therapy.
You didn't get the chili talk from your dad. You know what I mean? Like, there's talks you didn't get. You didn't get the
He never took me to chili. That's what this is all about.
And he never told you that, you know.
Oh, man. And what's great is they're not, they, I scare them silent. I send these texts and then nothing. I get, it's like, I mean, Borja's such a robot. He's not going to answer on his own.
Yeah.
And Norton's not here, so he won't. And
Norton's just confused.
Norton's just confused. And Billy, well, he can't decide if he hates me or not.
I think he's decided. He just hasn't let us know yet. We'll find out at the, I guess, the award ceremony.
I think we find it. I think we know.
I'm just kidding. He loves
you. I think
you.
We know. That's why he wrote that song, I Hate My Lead Singer.
Shooting eyes into the back of your skull from the amp was the chorus.
I can do better. He's got a song that says, I can do better.
Hashtag settled. Hashtag new band.
Well, I can't wait to you know, it's the, you got the peanut butter and jelly tour, and it's all these heavy hitting people. I mean,
you know,
so
I've never
many...
spent much time with Paul and Hayden. I'm looking forward to like getting to know those guys a little better.
Yeah. Well, listen, you guys are gonna be having chili behind my back before you know it.
We're actually meeting for chili in Burbank today to talk about the.
Yeah. I mean, these are all guys that I've been on tour with.
How is that chili behind your back? Let's go back to the phrasing of that.
It's pretty good.
How is that? How does that happen?
I
got to
eat it like this.
Oh, I'm just saying, like, how does that chili behind your back?
What do you mean?
You're like, well, you're all having chili behind my back. I mean,
yeah.
I think like we just went to lunch. That's not necessarily behind your back per se. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's one of those things where like you think, wow, I mean, one thing you all have in common, the reason you all know each other is because you're all friends with me. Do you sit there at chili and ever go like, you remember that guy that introduced us?
Yeah, bummer he didn't like chili, I think somebody said. And remember when he shot down the last invite? We literally said, come. And you go, no. And you had nothing to do that day, and you shot it down.
What are you even talking about?
We invited you to go to chili because Mike had to go out there to Thomas, what's-his-face's, for whatever reason. And we invited you, and it was just me and Mike.
No.
Billy didn't even go, and you said no.
No, that's not true.
It is true. Get Mike on the phone. Get Mike on the phone.
Hello, Mike. Hey, it's Rob. Hey, Rob.
I am at Starbucks.
Exactly. So if anybody wants to check in on Bandgate, no response from the band since my Chili Gate, Bandgate, Borja Gate, Best Friend Gate.
I like
not invited. Chili behind my back gate.
really
anyway, no, I'm excited for you and to hear the stories from the road.
You will not be interested in any stories from the road, and you are not excited to hear from me. You can't even fake it.
That's not true.
I am excited to hear how
that is
goes
not true. I've never been on the road with Brianna, I don't think, but
stories.
I've been on the road with Hayden and Paul, many hours on the road with those boys and Jason,
dude.
Of course.
Exactly.
And Billy, of course. And I'm excited to. Am I missing anyone? No, Hayden.
Billy, Hayden, Jason Manns, Brianna Buckmaster, Billy Murray.
Yeah, so.
Did I say that? Yeah. Hayden Lee, Paul. Yeah. Paul. We didn't say Paul.
Paul. Yeah, Hayden and Paul.
Hayden, Paul, Billy.
Jason.
Brianna.
You. Jason. So, yeah, I've been packed into vans with all those people except Brianna. But I've, you know, played Germany with Brianna many days. Paul Carell is a great dude. Hayden's hilarious.
I'm really looking forward to spending a little, he's the one I know.
Well, let me tell you something.
And I just hear great things.
Well, let me tell
you
something. You're going to, if you think Ruth is difficult to understand, I can't wait to hear how you and Paul do because he's very, very thick, Glaswegian, Scottish accent, which is much thicker than Ruth's. And Edinburghian accent, and
that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, so he's, you know, I our first tour together was just me going, huh? What? Wait, what? Huh?
Good. Well, then he's in for a treat.
Yeah.
Dealing
yeah.
with me.
So yeah, that'll be fun. And are you're just driving everywhere in Jason's car or something?
Yeah, I think we're just up in a van doing, you know, starving artist band
yeah, man.
Stuff.
Anyway, so you got a week-long tour, and then we have the convention, and then Monday night you open your doors, and few of the rest of us get to come in, and it'll be a good time. Good night. It'll be a fun night.
It's going to be a very fun night. Very fun night. Are you looking forward to Nashville overall?
Yeah, I love Nashville.
You always enjoy
you know,
that.
I was listening to my own, you know, I made a solo record.
Nice.
You know, they talk about BC, AD. It was...
What? BC, AD? What do you mean, like Jesus Christ?
Yeah, yeah.
Years?
I was going to say BB, before Billy. I made my own solo record.
Wait a minute. You knew Billy by when you made your solo
yeah,
record?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying before Billy's solo record, which I know you've been celebrating.
Oh, before the Billy Moran yeah. released his
yeah,
solo.
Yeah, and I know you've been you know, championing that at all the conventions. But before that, I had
right.
my own solo record. So I've been listening to that. Because
right.
I'm going to be playing a couple songs with Emma. And
right.
I recorded it in Nashville. And so I have such fond memories of being in Nashville, working with those musicians. And it's a magical place. And it was a magical time. It was one of the best weeks of my life. It was so fun.
That's yeah. awesome. That's
yeah.
so cool.
So, yes.
Would you do it again? I know you talk about doing a second album. Would you go back down there and do
yeah,
it again?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the only thing that I would do different is I would like to have done what you have done, which is like get the band together and have at least one show where you get to play the songs live, because I've only played them by myself with a guitar.
Well, I suppose, you know, Nashville is a great place to
yeah.
do that. I mean, I know that's not going to happen.
Well, unfortunately,
this trip,
Tyler,
but,
who's sort
trip.
Of my band leader, was is not available. He's on tour with a different band. So,
right, but I'm saying another time when you're when you have the window of opportunity,
yeah, yeah.
it would be great to go down there and do a proper
be
show
awesome.
With the full
yeah, yeah,
ensemble.
Yeah. Maybe we could open for the Volunteers again. But no,
simmer.
Man, not
anger,
everything
anger,
I say
anger,
is
simmer,
angry.
Simmer. Yeah, I noticed.
It's not.
Oh, it's not. Like, it's I think
not
everything
simmering.
I say is angry.
I
think you have a very hard
we could
time
share the bill
sounding
with
like
the, with.
I think you have a very hard time sounding like people who aren't angry. Do you ever go to like if you're trying to learn a British accent and you listen to like the audio tapes? Rob's got to listen to like. Here's how you say something without. A
you're one of the angriest people I know.
Of resentment.
You're one of the angriest people I know.
Congratulations on your achievement. Congratulations on your achievement. We are all excited for what you're doing.
Look, Nashville is your town. It's your town. Your band is called
right,
the Volunteers, Dick Jr. and the Volunteers. I would love to share a bill in Nashville with Dick Jr. and the Volunteers. I mean that. I don't know how else to say
that's,
it.
That's pretty good. We're going to fix it in ADR. I think we've got what we need for now. We'll go back and try it again.
Anyway, but yeah, no, I it's a magical place. I'm looking forward to going. I always love going there.
And a little trivia, my hometown.
Is that right?
Wow. Yeah.
Huh.
You had no idea, did you? You had no idea.
No idea. All these years, you've never mentioned that. I know, not only do I know where you're from, I know your entire family. I know your wife and her entire family, who aren't
that's
from
true.
Nashville, and well, I guess you do know a lot of the Benedicts. You can name a lot of Benedicts.
Man, I know Vivian. I know Matt. I know Heidi. Obviously, I know Calvin and Audrey. Molly, back when she carried the moniker,
still does.
And Eggs, uh-huh. Arnold. I don't know uh-huh. Norm. But yeah, I think I know.
Yeah, you met Nancy, my oldest sister.
Oh, and sorry, of course, and your sisters. Yeah. I even forgot Amy. About them. Amy, mm-hmm. Nancy.
Yeah.
Some of the nieces and nephews.
Yeah, yeah.
I've,
I guess
had
you,
the pleasure
you do,
meeting.
You,
so.
Do, you do all right. You yeah. Do right. And hey, and for Molly's family, you know. There you
Don.
Go. You know, brother Don. Every, yeah, I don't think you've ever met Don, but you know she's got a brother named Don. You're always like, how's Don? Was Don there? No, Don lives in Seattle.
It's always weird when Don.
Well, she's got one brother lives in L.A., and I had lunch with him recently. I'm like, I had lunch with Molly's brother, and you're like, Don? No, not Don.
Different guy.
But you know the anger. You get angry. Ooh, I have a.
What, you got a phone call or a response?
I'm such a fucker. I'm a fucker. So
yeah,
Vic
sure,
Firth is
what?
Not Vic Firth. Vic Firth makes drumsticks.
Drums, yeah. I know.
The in-ear company
is Jason. What's his face?
Oh, what are they called?
I can see the it's something with a J.
Yeah, J.
And Thomas is the guy. Thomas Reed at J Audio. Yeah. Jason Harvey.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so Billy's response was to me saying, hey, what does a brother got to do to get an invite? I was at Vic Firth's. Which is in the same building as J Audio. I know you know that, but to all our listeners, there are all these music stores in this one place, all these different brands. Anyway, so I said Vic Firth, and I meant J Audio.
You know, it's funny. I knew you were saying Vic Firth. I thought you must have had a reason to go to the drum place. I knew that was a drum thing. I was just
so
like,
I said, hey, what does a brother got to do? I was at Vic Firth's, and Billy wrote back, the drumstick company? So there you go. That's my answer. I think what I did here today is I solidified the fact that I will never get an invite unless I go there and say, guys, I'm here. Please come meet me. Please. I'll pay you.
Well, you have the delicate touch when it comes to communicating about it. I think I've helped you a lot with that text versus the, well, I'll just take my ball and go home. Thank you. A tone of your original text. I think I really helped you in the communication.
Billy says, dude, I was at Ernie Ball, which is also there, which is where I brought my guitar.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
I was at Ernie Ball at 11 a.m. That's funny. Next time for sure, there's always a seat for you. Well, that's nice of Billy. Prove it, I say. I'm just kidding. That's really nice of Billy to say. Billy's so much nicer than you. But we all knew that. But the thing is...
Because Billy didn't want to get axed.
Oh, man. Hey, here's a question. On the tour, you all of you, again, all of you on tour know me. You've toured with me. You and I have toured together.
Right.
We can call it that.
Sure.
Will there be sessions where you make fun of me?
Did you say will there be sessions where we don't make fun of you?
No, you do make fun of me. Will you guys sit around and just make fun of me for about a week?
I'm just confused, buddy, because obviously we're going to be making fun of you wall to wall. Are you asking if we're going to take a pause on that and have a moratorium? Like, hey, guys, for the next 5 minutes, let's not.
Make fun of Rob. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to give it a rest every now and then. I feel like what we'll do mainly, if I may say, is taking the mickey out of Rob, we'll save that for the stage. That kind of stuff is gold.
Ah, great. You know what I mean? It is. It's great in front of people because you want to spread to the people that I'm an asshole.
And that's how you also get the big laughs.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get the big reaction.
It's a win-win for you because you're getting laughs. You're putting me down.
It's therapeutic for me. It's therapeutic. The guys get they sort of see an opening to sort of let out some frustration.
Yeah, I look.
But under the humor of umbrella, you know, the umbrella of laughs.
I there's my prediction. I think Jason's going to get some good ones in on me. in his own sort of, you know, down home Jason way.
Folksy yeah. and charm. Yeah.
Brianna hates me, so she's going to go to town. You're going to go to town. Yeah. Billy's not going to say much, but he's not going to defend me. Paul might, but Hayden, I think, is going to be the one that's going to be like, hey, guys, let's take it easy on Rob. Yeah, really? I know Hayden's going to be the one that's like, guys, I actually like, well, he actually does like me. Of all of you, he's, that's him and Paul, actually.
Spoken like a man who's not on the current text chain.
Exactly.
I think if you saw what was popping up, I'm not sure.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Into the
I didn't do anything
boat.
Wrong by saying, hey, guys. What's a brother got to do? I think you helped me. You helped me negotiate.
I helped you a lot.
Well, I wouldn't say a lot, but you helped me negotiate.
But I will also say that this is an interesting peek into Rob's brain going, I wonder how much they'll make fun of me. Which I don't think is a thought that most people have. Not most people who are functioning adults in the United States.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, they don't go like, oh, they're all going off to do something. I wonder how much of it'll be about taking the piss out of me.
I know none of it won't be about me. None of it will be about me, about you guys. And I honestly mean this 100%. I hope you have a great time. I hope it's a great tour. I can't wait to hear about it. And I know you don't believe any of those things I just said, but they're all true. I don't know what else.
Also, when people release this video, if you release this video,
if I can figure out how to blur out my address.
The body English is magic, too. Like, I want you to know that I am very excited. It's like when your mother hates the girl you're dating. I think she is very nice.
That's your, and you're putting that.
I think unique is good. And I think her family situation certainly is colorful. Uh-huh. But I, what can I say about a young lady who is attracted to my son? She obviously has wonderful taste and is welcome in this home, except around the holidays or when your father's here.
No, that's not what that was. That's not what that was. That was an honest well wish from friend to friends. It was an honest well wishes, and I don't know how to do it any other way.
I feel like that's the chapter title of the book you're reading called Well Wishes Friend to Friend. Okay, what can I say? Is your friend going on tour? Yes, say this.
No, man, come on. I'm going to do the
man.
Richards.
That was your Gil McKinney. Come on now.
I'll do the Richard Spade thing where I'll be like, oh, that's right, you're on tour. How's that? It was great. Great time. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's a normal.
How was your
response.
Week? Yeah, I was on tour, remember? Oh, yeah. How's that? Was it great? Was it awesome? You have a great time?
Yeah. I'm not sure that's a criticism. That sounds like an accurate.
Because you don't really want to know. That's your way of sort of protecting yourself. You don't really want to know if we had a great time.
Yeah, which is why I don't ask a lot of follow-up questions.
Yeah, you're the opposite of me. I like I said, I want to be hit by the car. I lash myself 100 times. I'm that kind of, you know. Whereas you have a great, you know, shell around you. And I'm going to try that when I come to Nashville. I'm going to see how long I can go and do that. How was the tour? Great time? Great tour? Good time? Everybody had fun?
I'll give you it to baggage claim. When you get off the plane, by the time you pass baggage claim, you'll collapse like a house of cards. Guaranteed.
You're not wrong. Well, guys.
The guy like, Mr. Benedict, I'm here to drive you. I'm sure you are. I bet you were on the tour, too, weren't you?
How was the chili?
All right. Well, this has been a heck of a
we did it.
Novella.
We didn't think we could do it, and we did it.
A lot of people didn't think
we could
do it.
Nobody believed in us.
But we did it, man. We did it. Great stuff. Funny stuff, as always, Robert.
Yes, Richard. Have a...
You will... you and I will talk. We'll sidebar after this. Everybody have a great... look,
hey,
it's a machete.
Last minute machete sighting.
Look at the machete. Jacket. I mean, look at that. See the glasses? Boom!
Hot.
I'm married to that. Jealous Hot. Much?
I'm going to the warehouse to get Elmar.
She's going to the warehouse to get the Elmar.
Elmar song.
Elmar, it's not far. It's right here in your hand. Like beer from a can, but it's not in a can. And it's not beer, it's margarita. Elmar!
Hecho en Mexico. Enjoy it everywhere.
RTD! DCF! Margarita!
Go to enjoyelmar.com.
Oi!
Yeah. All right. Have a great tour. And everybody who's listening, if you're in the Nashville area, come see us on the 11th.
Yeah, truly, at Exit Inn, it's a legendary venue, December 11th. It's going to be an unbelievable night of a ton of fun people playing great music. Loudon Swain, Station Breaks, Dick Jr. and the Volunteers, Rob doing solo stuff.
Emma Fitzpatrick
doing solo stuff. It's just going to be fantastic. Yeah. Great opportunity to see a rare lineup in a legendary spot, in a legendary town. So come see it. December 11th, Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah. Go to exitin.com to get tickets. That's exitin.com to get tickets.
All right. Good job.
All right, buddy. We'll chat later.
See ya. Bye. It's the King's Cut. Yeah.